Today I want to share 26 ways to improve TopRank's big list of SEM and SEO blogs. For anybody unfamiliar, that's search engine marketing and search engine optimization blogs. In every industry, there's a list to be on. You know, an industry A-list. TopRank online marketing blog works hard to maintain such a list in the online marketing industry. It's called the Big List, and it is an A to Z list of search engine marketing and search engine optimization blogs. I agree with much of the list, but I found 26 different places where it was lacking. I will share my findings, but first I will explain some things about my industry. Links rule SEO. Links are something that make or break SEO efforts. Anybody with a website should know this by now. Good SEO are particularly skilled at creating incoming links to websites and rely on compelling content that people want to link to. Most SEO fail at link building, but the good ones have something special. Great SEO are some of the best hookers because they hook you into reading what they have to say and hook you into linking to it because you want to share it with others. Any SEO blogger worth their weight in fruit stripe gum will write some sort of link candy now and then. You know, that stuff that you just cannot resist linking to or sharing with others because the SEO whipped out a Jedi mind trick or because his sexy eyes just compelled you to undo an extra button. Of course, when these linktacular search engine optimizers are looking for incoming links or to rank tidily for some given search term, it's best for them to be relatively covert about it. Nobody wants to be fooled by some SEO guy's trickery and clever tactic of doing something that will improve his own lot in life. This is why guys like Chris Brogan announce that each affiliate link is an affiliate link and that he may benefit if you go and buy something. It's perceived as if he was hurting you by making a dollar for helping you to find the offering. So in the order of transparency, I will tell you that I want you to link to my blog like a junkie wants another hit of smack. There should be no shame in respectfully asking for assistance, and a link is not a con job or a threat to global well-being. Sure, we marketing people are supposed to operate under the guise of being truly altruistic and never doing anything for our own gain. After all, that's what people respond to the best. If some Murnahan fella in Topeka, Kansas tries to get a leg up and hop on a list of popular search engine optimizers who are known for killing grizzly bears with a rubber band and a toothpick, he'd better be kind of hush-hush about it. Oh, for crying out loud, did you really think I'd do something that resembles conformity? Heck no, I want on that damn list, and I'll fart sunshine if it'll convince you to share my blog with everybody you know and ever hope to know, and their unborn children, too. Sure, I want links, I want a squillion links, but I want them for the right reasons, and I'm not taking food off your table to get them. I'm not conning anybody for a link to my work. I'm sharing information and providing value to my readers. I may even cause you to chuckle now and then, and on a good day, I can make you shoot a good load of steamy hot coffee from your nose. On other days, I may piss you off, but if I don't get a death threat now and then, I just didn't reach enough people. I've learned that you cannot make butter if you don't stir the milk and polarize your audience now and then. I like earning a living, and I'm not afraid to say it. I work very hard making money for my clients as a search engine optimizer and social media marketing guy. I have 3 kids to feed. The killer instinct is alive and well in Mr. Mark Aaron Murnahan, and the great news is that I am one of those toothpick-wielding, grizzly bear-hunting SEOs who truly does care about doing things well. I've been in my industry since the mid-1990s, and I've been behind the curtain as many clients' great wizard. Now, I live in Kansas, so Wizard of Oz references are kind of dear to me. Okay, so on with my disappointment from TopRank big list of SEM and SEO blogs. I want to share 26 things I think TopRank has missed and ideas to make it better. Oh, and by the way, you may also get some benefit from these useful links to blogs by other search engine optimizers. You see, there I go being useful again. I just cannot help it. Even when I am pushing another piece of link candy and serving my own agenda, I'm still giving you something worth looking at. Listings missing from TopRank big list of SEM and SEO blogs. I found a full 26 places, one for each letter of the alphabet, that TopRank missed the mark on that big list of theirs. and I'm going to share it with you. And since it's in alphabetical order of top SEOs, I'll go through the 26 missed opportunities to improve their list in alphabetical order. I'll include the listings immediately before and after the oversight of Top Rank, so it'll be easier to reference when you look at the Top Rank big list on their site. So on my blog at awebguy.com, you'll find the list, and I hope you'll enjoy it. There's some good marketers there, probably a lot of good information that you can soak up from these people. I hope you'll give it a look, and I hope you'll visit Top Rank's site. And for you guys at Top Rank, come on, look at the list. It's pretty compelling, and it shows pretty clearly that there were 26 possible improvements. I hope you'll enjoy the list. Have a great day.